Father Rambam and Hagos Maimonios regarding Chagavim and Dagim. Again, I hope we'll have a chance to do that sugya at some point, but it's a good ha'ara. That again, we were speaking about the relationship between Shechita, Nevela, and Eva Menachai, and particularly suggesting the idea that instead of viewing all these things as completely independent, that maybe there is a relationship between them. And in some respects, you might even go as far as to say that the Chiyuv Shechita, either they all flow from the same idea, right? How you being Machshir, Matir, or Mekadesh Basar, or in some respects that the Eivar Menachai and the, or aspects of the Eivar Menachai, and at least the Din of Nevela anyway, it's easier to say about Nevela than it is about Eivar Menachai, flow from the Chiyuv of Shechita. So this, the language of the Rambam sounds that way, and this, when he talks about Chagavim and Dagim here in the Shechita Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, and the Kesef Mishnah notes it as well. He was struck by the language. Dagim v'chagavim einu tzrichim shechita l'asifasin hi hamateras osan. For he omer, and he quotes the pasuk, etc. And then he says lefikach. Again, another lefikach of the Rambam. Imbeisu meleim b'toch hamayim mutarim umutal achlon chay. I think what bothered the Kesef Mishnah is that one could have or should have formulated the opposite way and say that there's no iser of achila of b'meisu meleim or b'chayim, and therefore there's no need for shechita. But the Rambam says it the opposite. The Rambam says, Dagim v'chagavim einam tzrichim shechita lefikach imesu meleim b'toch hamayim mutarim umutal achlan chayim. And the Gosh Mamunios is a similar lashon here in Os Dalid. Think one second. The Gosh Mamunios here is an Os Dalid where he says, okay, is it Os Dalid?
Gimel.
Os Gimel? Yeah. Imachon Chaim Ein Kan Ever Menachai Shaharei Einan Teunim Shechita. So again, the Kesef Mishnah comments on this. Kesef Mishnah says on the Lefikach, the Dafka Hechad Amar Rachmana the Leipuk Chiyusa B'Shechita Hu the Leinafka B'Shechita Ela B'Misa Hava Nevela. V'chenim Acham Mimena Ba'oda Chaya Chaya V'Lam B'Shem Ever Menachai. Aval Hani Kivin De Laboy the Leipuk Chiyusa B'Shechita Mutarim. Now, of course, this, with regard to Nevela, it's also not so obvious, but it's obviously a much bigger chiddush even with regard to Eivar Menachai. One could ask the question, what about a Benoach? Right, Benoach doesn't have a chiyuv shechita, and yet he has an Isur Eivar Menachai. But at least with regard to Klal Yisrael, this is what it sounds like in the Rambam. Then again, I think further reinforced by the continuation. Well, the Kesef Mishnah says, "Tomar sof sof name of the bow asifa ba'oda chayim." Maybe, how do you know that? Maybe I think what the Kesef Mishnah has in mind here is important to that sugya and be important for our discussion of Nechira Bamidbar, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rambam. And that is, how do you know that the asifa, which works, isn't a negation of the requirement of shechita? Maybe asifaso zuhi shechitaso. In which case the asifa should take place mechayim. Now, is it really true that because there's no shechita, that you know there's no need to prepare it at all, and we don't care whether it's chai or meis? Maybe asifa is b'makom shechita, in which case just like shechita has to be mechayim, so asifa has to be mechayim. That seems to be what bothers the Kesef Mishnah. He goes on to point out that you know there are rishonim who actually hold that way, and that is Reb Sajagon. The Lokar Ben Sajagon, the Amar Meisim Asurim. Satyagon says, just because there's no shechita, doesn't mean that you can eat the that you can eat it when it's mace, right? Apparently, he holds that the asifa is b'makom shechita. This idea that asifa can be b'makom shechita isn't so strange either. We have this concept. Again, we'll see whether or not it's true for Nechira. As soon as we get to that Gemara very soon, but we also have it in two other places. Anybody know this idea, at least partially? Don't know. Malika, okay. Malika is a little tricky. We'll get to that. That's because that's the preferred shechita for open kachi.
Arifa.
And then Tzimtzum and Atzuk, exactly. The Gemara says with regard to Arifa, Egla Rufa, and with regard to the Sira Mishtaleach, gets thrown off the Tzuk. So in both cases, the Gemara says Arifaso, or Nefila Minatzuk, Zuhi Shchitaso, with regard to the problem of Tumas Nevela, anyway. So the idea that something other than Shchita could serve at least partially, if not fully, the function of Shchita is not to be dismissed. So obviously this is what the Kesem Mishnah has in mind. How does the Rambam know, just because there's no Shchita, that you can eat it Mechayim? That you can eat it even B'misa? Maybe Asifaso is Shchita. He doesn't say that, but that's obviously what bothers him. His answer is very interesting. His answer is, Yesh Lomar, Sh'ilo Hayef Shalomar Chayin Inochanami, Abu Kivin Diyef Shaliochan B'lo Asifa, Shafilu Kolta B'piv B'lo Asam B'yado, I think it's a very fascinating answer. Basically what he's saying is, if there was some way to explain that Asefa was a chalos, that was a maisa, halachic maisa of some significance, then in Okanami one could have said Asifaso, or maybe one could have said Asifaso Zui Shchitaso. But the fact that, that even Asefa betoch piv, kolah betoch piv, is considered to be an Asefa, that shows that doesn't have any legal status. And since it has no legal status, apparently the idea of Asefa is that you don't need Shkita, not that Asefa is Shkita. And once that's true, then there's no concept of Nevela. Either way, this is an interesting idea. The Rav Sajagon disagrees. He disagrees because he thinks that Asifaso Zui Shkitaso, maybe, or because he thinks that there are two separate or three separate issues here that have to be dealt with. Right? One is the question whether you need a kind of a mati or a shkita, but even if you don't, there still may be a problem of nevela. Okay, why there wouldn't be a problem of the equivalent of Menachai, that's a separate question, which would be worse. But that could be the idea of Rav Sajagon. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the one we read already, in Makalos Asuras. That's what I was trying to show in Makalos Asuras. Even though the Rambam himself does not connect Eirum and Achai and Nevela, and on the contrary, he has them out of order, and he separates them with some halakos, the way that he explains both Eirum and Achai and Nevela is not applying to Beheva Tmeya does seem to imply again that the Mechayev of Shchita is at work. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm saying to say this about Nevela, 100%. To say it about Nevela, I'm much more comfortable saying.
Right.
To say it about Avraham Achai, because the Benoach problem bothers me more. That there's no dinner of Nevela by Benoach, that I understand very well.
And we could also say about Rav Sadia Gaon that maybe there's still a problem with Vela because it's a problem of Kedusha Yisrael, not just...
Yeah, we're talking about for Yisrael, absolutely.
But, yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's... Did you want to ask something?
Yeah.
Right.
Eivor Menachai wouldn't be a problem, but it's called an Eivor and Eivorim, and then fish is no Eivor Menachai,
yeah,
because they don't have separate Eivorim.
That could be.
But
and that would answer Benoach as well.
It's not that you put it in the mouth, but that's in the sifil, but then you eat the entire fish, and hence there's no Eivor Menachai.
Yeah. The only thing is that the language of the Rambam, the Lefika Chemesim Eilem, Betokhamayim Mutarim, Mutar. Actually, you know what? Okay. Actually, I think Yoni has a very good point. I was going to make this hard anyway, but I think it's better the way he says it. If you look very carefully at the language of the Rambam and the Lefikach, Rambam says Lefikach emesim eilem b'toch hamayim mutarim, right? And then he says umutar la'ochlan chayim. So why didn't he just say Lefikach emesim eilem b'toch hamayim mutarim umutar? Why didn't he just say it as one? It sounds like the Rambam is separating the mutal achlan chayim from the mesu meileim betoch hamayim mutarim. So I think the answer might be this would answer the question of Benoach as well, exactly what Yonim was saying, which is the problem of Eivor Menachai by Dagim just doesn't exist. That's not considered Eivor Menachai. And that's what he's saying. It's mutar. There's no issue. The problem of Nevela is a function of there not being Shchita. That's why the Rambam formulates them as if they're two different deal. Okay.
Right.
Well, except the dam doesn't apply to Noach either, really.
Yeah, but instead only the dam applies to Noach. Right.
In Psukim. Yeah, but for except for Benoach, has Abram Nechayim, doesn't have down. But I think that this is the point, that Mutalach L'Bechayim is that there is no Hechatimtzi of Abram Nechayim Dagim, but there would have been Nevela, just that there's no Shechita. Okay, that would be an important point. Okay, getting back to the issues that we were discussing, the last thing we discussed was Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So again, I was suggesting, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael has a big Chiddush about Nashim, he has a Chiddush about Arum, he has a Chiddush about Bracha being ma'akir. So I was trying to explain that, number one, if you hold like Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it's an example where the mitzvah and the kiyum part are ma'akev the matir. And whether it's that means that there is going to be nevela, or it's just an isra of a neshkuta, that I don't know. But either way, according to Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the pashtus, that it's ma'akev, means that there's no heter achila. Basically, there are two assumptions. One is that the bracha is ma'akev the mitzvah, and number two, that the mitzvah is even ma'akev the matir. Now, this idea that the bracha should be ma'akev the mitzvah, both of these are huge chidushim, obviously. The idea that the bracha should be ma'akev the mitzvah, as I said, is not completely unprecedented. Some people explain that that's what Rashi had in mind, lo shachachti. And there was a havamina in brachos, taf tesvav, to say such a thing about birchas ha-mitzvah. And even in a parallel way to be ma'akev the matir, namely the hafrash of trumas ha-maisers, according to the reading of the Tosa Rosh. But why should it be so? According to Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, probably doesn't think that it's true in Shofar and Lulav, in Sukkah, because I'm assuming he doesn't. I mean, that would be against the Gemara Brachos. Why specifically Shechita? Yeah.
It relates to the tithe because it's similar to the Birchas Shevach, and therefore that's why it was probably...
Well, Birchas Shevach should certainly not be Ma'akev.
Well, today they say the whole purpose is to use Kedusha, so you have to...
Yeah, that I think is true, because I think he believes that that is true not only as a, you know, as a separate standalone bracha, 100%. But it's basically the way we've been trying to explain the contribution of Shechita to Achilas Basar is in a way that's totally consistent with the Taz's Bircha Sheva, even if the bracha isn't the Bircha Sheva. But I think what you have to say for the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is that this is Vadaya Birchas HaMitzvah. Just that because the Taz is right, you know, about the Shevach Vahodah, that, you know, that's the perspective that has to go, you know, together with Shechita, because he's right about that, this Birchas HaMitzvah takes on a different, assumes a different significance. And what I meant by this, as I was saying at the end of last year, was that again, it doesn't have to be related to Kadshim, but I'm just going to use the Kadshim as a convenient way to explain it, and maybe it is. And that is, if the point is to elevate Shechitas Chulin into a Maisa Dovrish of Ekdusha, like you were just saying, 100%, like the Taz peroration. So you need to do that partially Aidei Abram. So Michael actually, where's Michael there? Back there. Suggested to me after the shiur the other day, well, we do find sometimes this idea of compensation. We were talking about Muktzah and Shabbos and Yom Tov, mostly in Drabanot. But that's exactly the idea that I'm trying to express. In other words, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is vulnerable. Nashim, for example, is an explicit Gemara in Zvachim that says that Nashim can be Shochet when it comes to Kadshim. That Brachos are generally not Ma'akev. I'm assuming Hilchos Eretz Yisrael knows the Gemara in Brachos and accepts it as well. So what's really going on here? And again, the pattern is Arum, Nashim. Then Joe pointed out to me after this year, correctly, that the Mordechai, when he quotes Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, uses what expression?
Pigel.
He keeps saying it again and again and again. Pigel. And Pigel, of course, is a Kadshim expression. The point is that if you have a Cheftza Shel Kadshim, and you're doing the Shechita, so it already is Kadshim. You don't need to establish it as Kadshim. You need to do the Shechita properly. And then the question is, Shechita is an Avoda, it's not an Avoda, Tchilas Avoda, what exactly is it? And on the contrary, maybe the fact that there is Shechita Bazar, and that there is Chulin, that there is Shechita B'chulin, maybe that allows greater flexibility for the Shechita, even in the context of Kadshim. That may be true, as we'll soon see. But the point is that when you're taking Basar Chulin, and you want to inject Davar Shebekdusha, and, you know, like the Rush, who said, Birchas Shechitas Kadshim was important here, and we'll see that idea again. And we had it in, you know, the Minyan HaMitzvos issue, Rabbi Yehuda HaNagid, and Kasher Tzivisicha. So the point is that to establish, even though this is Chulin, that this is being done in a way that is reminiscent of Kadshim, for that you have to overcompensate. That's, I think, the idea of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. And that overcompensation means that the, you know, you have to be fully clothed. It means even anashim below anashim, because we're looking at it as a kind of avoda. And it means the bracha as well. It's exactly because the bracha expresses, you know, what we wouldn't have thought is true, namely that this really is a mitzvah, a kiyum, something imported from the world of kachim. So the Maritz Chayis also says something like this for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael on the spot here. You can look it up. Again, he talks about, you know, Zrizin. He talks about the Nashim problem. Again, you know, Nashim in the Mikdash for Kadshim, you know, it's fine. You don't have to worry about Datan Kalos, whatever that means in this context anyway. But the way I understand Datan Kalos, if it's really applied here, again, there are different versions of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, it's not an intellectual thing. Again, it's, you know, again, the men are given the, you know, the ritual role in a general sense to be Motzi, Acherim, and so on, Yedechavasan. For whatever reason, that's connected to this idea. And but Baruch Chaya says, yeah, but in the Mikdash, for everybody's reason, it's part of the Avoda, you have that anyway. And it sounds like he's saying that. But Chulin, he says, again, for him it's much more pragmatic. You're actually worried about something. What I'm saying is it's not pragmatic, it's conceptual. Namely, you need to overcompensate here to inject Kedusha, and therefore, hence, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Anyways, that is... that's what we learned from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Then we discussed Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, and I want to discuss a little bit about Kisui Adam, in the same context. So with regard to Kisui Adam, the issue is as follows. Is Kisui Adam part of the Mitzvah of Shechita, where it applies, of course, in Oph and in Chaya, or not? Obviously not in Behema, but in Kisui Adam in Behema. We already explained that that too may be related to Kadshim issues, Ramban's comment in Shechita Chutz. But where you have Kisui Adam, is it a part of the Shechita or not? So this is the view of the Rishonim, the Rush, says on behalf of the Bahag, that Kisui Adam is Gemar Mitzvah Shechita. And that expressed itself in several things. Number one, when do you make the Birchas Kisui Adam? Before the Kisui or after the Kisui? The Bahag's view is after the Kisui. I call it Mitzvah Varcha Malayim Over L'Asiyasam. So the Rosh explains, that's true for a regular mitzvah, but Kisui Adam is a gemar of mitzvah shechita, and therefore you don't make the bracha before the gemar, you make the bracha after the gemar, because this particular birchas mitzvah is related to a siyum, and therefore it should be after. That itself is a bit of a chiddush, that birchas mitzvah, it's not per se that every birchas mitzvah has to be over l'asiyasan, but that birchas mitzvah is over Vasiyasan for a mitzvah which is standalone and which is a tchila in its own right. But if you have a mitzvah which is inherently a siyum mitzvah, then you make the bracha afterward. That's how the Rosh reads the Bahag. And the consequences would be that l'chatchila you shouldn't be sach bein shechita l'kisui, which some of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch, some of the Rishonim say l'chatchila but not b'di'eved, but for the Bahag this would be a problem. Moreover, if you're sach bein shechita l'shechita, so the Bahag's view is, in other words, if you're shechting many animals, if you interrupt in between, and you have to make a new birchas hashchita for the next animal, so the Bahag's view is that you should also first do the Kisui Adam on the previous animals. Right? I mean, why do we really care? I mean, one is an issue of shchita, the other is an issue of Kisui Adam. Let them do all the Kisui Adams together. According to the Bahag, no, because if you're doing a new birchas hashchita, so then obviously you would want to have the siyum of the original shechita before the new shechita. So that's the shechita of the Bahag, and l'chatchila, that is accepted by a group of Rishonim as well. So according to the Bahag, it's clear that Kisui Adam is the gemar mitzvah shechita. What's not clear is whether or not it's ma'akev the mitzvah, and whether it's ma'akev the mati. Now, just because something is the gemar doesn't mean that you have no mitzvah without it. You could have a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa without it. So what happens if you're lacking kisui hadam, according to the Baha'i? Even if you want to say that it's ma'akev, the mitzvah itself, namely if you don't do the gemar, you haven't done the mitzvah, that's a far cry from saying you can't eat from the basar. So almost no one thinks, even for the Baha'i, that you can't eat the basar, except, as far as I know, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, anybody know where this Rabbeinu Chananel is? I didn't give it to look at. It's just maybe Yaakov in the back there. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember, you know, how many years ago this was. Where would it be?
Beitzel.
Excellent. Or Yoni, right. You're here for Beitzel?
Oh,
okay, good.
Yaakov and Decker.
Decker notes, exactly. So the Sugin Beitza talks about whether or not, if you do Shechita on Yom Tov, you can also do Kisui Adam or not. The Sugin of Decker notes. Very fascinating Sugin. So Rabbeinu Chananel in Beitza, in that Sugya, says, well, you know, you can't eat the meat until you do the Kisui Adam. So, as we discussed at much more length at the time, Rabbeinu Chananel's view of the Bahag is that not only is the Kisui a Gemar Mitzvah, but it's ma'akev the matir as well. So that's similar to the phenomenon that we just noted in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and in the implication, at least, of the Ramban and Mechamos and Rosh Hashanah. By the Ramban and Mechamos and Rosh Hashanah, who said Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, is connected to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and Chulun Lamed Aleph is ma'akev the matir. So because he didn't do the right Kavana, even though you did the Maisa Shechita and the Maisa Tvila, it's Ma'akev the Matir. Wow. Right? And then we just had Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. He says, if you don't do the bracha, you can't eat the meat. So according to the Bahag, if you don't do the Kisui Adam, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Bahag, if you don't do the Kisui Adam, you can't eat the meat. Now, no one's going to say that it's you know, it's Nevela. I mean, it's lacking the mitzvah. If you believe the mitzvah and the matir, or the matir is because of the mitzvah, or it's one integrated package, then maybe you could say such a thing. But it's a huge, huge kiddush. Even the normal view of Bahag, which is that it is a gemar mitzvah, and maybe even ma'akev the mitzvah, would not go so far as to say that it's ma'akev the matir. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you have this this shita. Now, what's interesting is the poskim in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, just one second, the Ramah, the Taz, in Simin Chavches. Simin Chavches is the Simin Yardei of Kisui Adam. So they really hold that we should be choshesh for the Bahag l'chatchila, right? In terms of not interrupting between Shechita and Kisui, in terms of being mechasa if you're going to have to make a new berchas ha-shechita, like we discussed. And yet, they all hold, clearly, that you can eat the basar, and that b'dieved, you can proceed. So obviously, they either hold that the Bahag is only a chumra bialma or choshesh for the Bahag, but we really pass like the Bahag, or they believe that even if we hold like the Bahag, the status of siyum mitzvah or gemar mitzvah is not even ma'akev the mitzvah; it's certainly not ma'akev the matir. So we have three shitas essentially. Yeah.
I just didn't, without having seen it inside, I think from a conceptual standpoint, looking at Hanano's interpretation of the Bahag, fits very nicely. If we say that shitas fulin is very related to shitas kachim, and we make the assumption that the
Kisui
Adam is related to the Dam.
Could be. It's still pretty radical. I mean, you'd go so far as to say that without the Kisui Adam, that the you're eating Basar Nadela or Basar Shena Shkuta is pretty wild.
Practically.
I like it because it's highlights. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. If you say the Kisui Adam is the, you know, the Dam equivalent to what you would have in Kachim, then it's sayable. Okay. So that's in terms of Kisui Adam. Another issue which comes up in terms of the status of Shechita the Mitzvah, yeah.
I mean, not only
really
eating, but just the fact that I'm, you know, we're concerned that maybe if you can't do Kisui Adam, we don't allow you to even do the Shechita, also to make sure that it's not the Mitzvah.
Say that again?
That I'm not going to be concerned that maybe you said you can't do Kisui Adam, we don't allow you to do Shechita.
Yeah, that's the simple reading of the Gemara.
Right, that implies that the Shechita is not complete without Kisui Adam.
Or maybe because, you know, we're worried that you... You know, practically, that, you know, since you can't fulfill one, you just won't do the other, and that'll bring the mind to simple siyamta. So that depends on the Gemara there. But I'd say the most radical reading of the Gemara in Beitza is that Kisui Adam is actually part of Heter Ochel Nefesh because it's Ma'akev Ma'atev. Mitzvah Slav Honisit, though, I mentioned. Yeah.
I don't know necessarily that it's more of a Kiddush to say, or add as much Kiddush to say, it's a lot less. If it's mentioned in the Torah if you say it on the feast.
Yeah, okay. Right. I didn't mean to say there was a bigger. I thought I said they were both big chidushim.
I think in the Torah is like miles bigger. Even
where do we find that a bracha is ma'afi?
Is a hunch on Rashi. It's not in the Torah. I mean, it's not that brachos are actually.
Yeah, you're right. If I had to rate them, I would say the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is a bigger thing. Well, the truth is that most people don't take the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, with as much gravity as they take the Bahag. So you're absolutely right. I should also mention the other point that Daniel made to me the other day, which I think is a good point, about Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, namely?
You're just saying that not everybody...
The other Daniel, I meant. Well, did you make a point to me about Hilchos Eretz
Yisrael? Now very embarrassed. Yeah, just about the Rav Yav. That never misunderstood.
Oh, he did, actually. Go ahead. That Rav Yav who says...
The Rav Yav doesn't say that it's really... that you have to take it very seriously. It's just acknowledge that we don't want this guy to move over, so we don't want to give him a beat.
Right, I think I mentioned that Rabbi Huda has that view that that should only be the Mezid and not the Shoki. You're correct. We did have that discussion. But the other Daniel had the horror. Go ahead.
The Rambam mentions that if you don't make a bracha, you're still Yosei ben Bishogi ben Bishogi.
Yeah. So that the halacha isn't controversial, but the fact that the Rambam saw fit. Why did the Rambam feel the need to tell you that when it comes to Birchat Shechita, that it's not Ma'akev? You have the language there. Right, halacha base, right? Perek Aleph halacha base. Yeah. So actually, it's interesting. If you look at the Frankel Rambam, he says that he points out correctly. What's the makor for that? For saying that, the Bahag. Right, he quotes the Bahag in Hilchos Shechita. It says that. Right? Do you have it there?
Where in the
Frankel? On the spot, halacha base. When on that line of the Rambam, he says halachos gedolos, Hilchos Shechita's kulin, or something like that. And it's there. In the Makor Sotzion. You have it there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's very interesting anyway, in light of what we just discussed, actually. But about according to the, again, the Bahag, that Kisui is part of Shechita. Again, even if it isn't Ma'akev, but it shows something about the Shechita and the Avoda of Shechita, which, again, according to the other Daniel's point before, actually works very nicely. Right. But why does the Rambam here... So the question is it really a good Ha'ara at all? I mean, maybe the Rambam always mentions that brachos are not ma'akev. But if you look around, he generally doesn't. Right? In most mitzvahs, the Rambam mentions as a bracha, he generally does not find it necessary to establish that the bracha is not ma'akev. In Chosishas, for example, in Targim Alacha Chav Gimel, Kol Mekadesh Ish Ben Ayde Yatzah Ben Ayde Shliach Tzarech Levare, so here the Rambam says what he always says, which is Kedarsh and Varchin Kodim Kala Mitzvah Sim Kiddush Lo Birech Lo Yivarech Achar Kadush Achar Kadush and Shizu Bracha Levatala Masha Nasa Kvar Nasa, famous Lashon Rambam, right, consistent with Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Brachos. But the Rambam doesn't say if you did it without the Kedushin is still Chal. What he says is if you didn't make the Bracha, you can't make the Bracha later. But there's not even a Havamina. He doesn't feel necessary to even tell you that that the Bracha is not Ma'akev. And that's true generally. The meaning is there's no way. Mashasa kvar nasa means there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, but the price was effective.
Yeah, but he's not right. But nasha nasa kvar nasa is not telling you that it's chal. He's saying don't. It's a bracha levatala. It's a waste of your time. He's not telling you. He's not in the point in the. He's not trying to justify why it's chal. He's trying to tell you why it's a waste of your time to make a bracha. It's a bracha levatala. It's over. That's really what he said. I mean, if you were taken out of context, you'd be right. I mean, the words could mean that. But in the flow of what the Rambam's saying here, he's not saying that at all. But there is another place where he says it. I didn't check all the places, but there's another prominent place. And that is in the context of, anybody know? Birchas Nisuin. Perek Yud, and I think it's very good. Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Ma'aris is Isha Birch, Birchas Chasanim, and then he says, "Ires v'kinas l'chupa v'lo birch birchas chasanim ariz nesua gemura v'chozer mevarech afilo achrei kama yamin." So here the Rambam says, when it comes to birchas nesuin, he tells you two things. Number one, if you make the brachos without doing the act of yichud, you're still meureses, not nesua. And if you do nesuin and yichud without the bracha, you shouldn't think that it's ma'akev. It's not. It's nesua gemura. Here too, the Rambam finds it necessary, in other words, to tell you that the bracha is not ma'akev. But I think there's a pattern here. Why?
The brayso wasn't mesachus b'tanos bracha kala sura
l'bracha. Okay, kala bar bracha sura l'bala kanida. That doesn't mean it's not nesua. This means it's a sura l'bala kanida. The Rambam doesn't have the pasuk in that brayso, but even those who do don't think that it's a, most of them do not think that it's ma'akev the nesuin. She's still nesua gemura. This would be an ikuv and bia. So, but it's a ha'ara, but it's not. So the point is, I think, as follows. Well, what is the pattern? When does the Rambam tell you that the bracha is not ma'akev, and when doesn't he? Right. What?
Yeah,
I mean, the two points in the Rambam here are connected. The Rambam thought it was necessary to tell, don't think that brachos can be a substitute for nesuin. And for the same reason, don't think that nesuin without brachos are deficient. Why? Because the whole point is, in Erison you have a Maisa Kedusha. Right, and that's a legal action, basically, and it's also a mitzvah, as we explained then, and it is accompanied by a bracha. But you're not going to say that the bracha or the mitzvah component is ma'akev the legal action, the ma'isa, the matir. No, I shouldn't be so quick to say. I mean, there are rishonim who think that it might, in some respect. Namely, I'm going to want to get too far afield, but the Ravid. You want to say about the Ravid? Yeah, but and why is it ma'akev? I think it is, but I'll explain in a second. I think that works into this. But let me just go back for a second. There is a famous Tshuva the Ribash, which quotes the Ravid. Again, a couple of years ago we learned Kedushin, we discussed this, who says that if you make a Kedushin without a bracha, let's say you're Mekadesh al Yidei Shliach, and you can't make the bracha, or you just don't make the bracha. There are different versions of this Chachmei Provence view. You have to be Mekadosh again. You need two Kedushins. It doesn't mean that the Kedushin is not Chal. It sounds like it's Chal, but you have to be Mekadosh again. Because the mitzvah part of Kedushin is lacking until you do it Be'atzmo, Be'bracha, things of that sort. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. But the point is as follows. It's because the Rambam holds that Erusin is a Maisa, it's a legal action. And it's a matir. And it's also a mitzvah, but the tzara mitzvah is never going to be ma'akev, and the bracha is not going to be ma'akev, the tzara mitzvah either necessarily. But birchas nesuin is a maisa, the ram maisa de mimela. It's about, again, without going too much detail, we don't even know what nesuin basically is. It's a transition from erison to ishus. And the fact is that the brachas that we say aren't really regular birchas mitzvah. They might be birchas mitzvah for the Rambam, or they might be birchas shavach v'hoda. It's a debate among the Ran against the Beis Yosef in reading Rambam. But either way, the point is that the transition from Erison, the same reason that you might think that the transition between Erison and Sun could be accomplished by the bracha, for that very reason you might think that even if it can't, it might be ma'akev, that transition. Because it's all about a different perspective. It's not really, the Sun isn't really a ma'isa. It's certainly not a matir. If anything, it's the removal of the obstacle of the Oser, you know, in the aftermath of the Erusin. So here, there's a Havamina, the bracha may be Koveya, and the bracha may be Ma'akev. Similarly, for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, maybe for the Rambam thought that Shechita is a mitzvah, right, as we've explained. And it's a need for that kind of a matir is very important. And again, there's no, maybe the Vela, and maybe the Eber Menachai, are linked to the mitzvah of Shechita. In other words, it isn't just a matir which also coincides with being a mitzvah. One might have thought, like Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that the mitzvah component here is the mechayev, it's crucial. And maybe the divrei shevach v'hodah, as you said before, like the Taz describes it, maybe telling that story as part of the Shechita is the way that you inject the Kiddush, like we're explaining for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, essentially. So here one might have thought that it was mocking. Therefore the Rambam says it's not. But he needs to tell you that it's not. Yeah.
You know, I'm understanding the Havamina of the Rambam and idea that the bracha might be ma'afil the matzir. Are we saying that bracha, we have to be saying that the bracha is ma'afil the mitzvah, which is then ma'afil the matzah?
I don't know if it's ma'afil the... Oh, he says it is.
Or the bracha is ma'afil the matzir directed to be kind of mitzvah, but without the bracha component, you don't
can't
have
be ma'afil. That, I think that would be very strange.
Really?
I think that would be very peculiar.
Isn't that more similar to what happens in not really in the suin, that the mitzvah component of the suin is creating a matzir?
Yeah, but the idea that you could fulfill the mitzvah but not fulfill, well, there is no mitzvah nisuin essentially according to the Rambam, but the idea that that you could fulfill the mitzvah but be deficient in the matir because of the lack of bracha, that I find, that's what you're suggesting, right?
Yeah, but isn't that exactly what does happen in the suin?
Well, in the suin there is no mitzvah.
Well, the mitzvah was the erusin and shkita, we have both of those points.
Right, so but I'm not talking about birchas. In birchas erusin, there's no havamina. The havamina is only after erusin, when you are now about to enter the next stage, namely nisuin. So what role does bracha play in defining nisuin?
Right, but in shkita we have both of those moments, meaning we have the formal act and the
right. You have them together.
Oh, the
put it this way. In right, but I'm just saying to say that the Rambam does call it a birchas mitzvah. So, I mean, both in Hilchos Brachos, Perakit Aleph, and here, Lulafikach, he definitely sees it as a Birchas HaMitzvah. So to say that a Birchas HaMitzvah is Ma'akev the Matir, even though it's not Ma'akev the Mitzvah, I think that would be too much. Okay, Mitzvah Slav Lihonis, yeah.
So
does
it be that the whole Kinaab is writing this whole lengthy...
The whole what?
The whole lengthy idea of by Kedushin and by Shita, because he wants to take out the idea that perhaps it is a Birchas Sheva Toda, and that's it, to give us the idea that it's a Birchas Mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akev, the Heter, especially in light of it, doesn't write about the Suin, which is clearly a Birchas Mitzvah.
Well, it's not clearly a Birchas Mitzvah in the Suin. Why is it clearly a Birchas Mitzvah? If anything, there may not be no. My view of the, again, it depends on the whole like mirror of Rambam and Rambam, but
right.
At least my view is that that it's the Suin is not a mitzvah at all. I also think that the Rambam really holds that the Birchas Nisun or Birchas Shevach Vahodah, even similar to what you were saying before about the Taz. Again, there's a debate between Beis Yosef and the Rambam about that, why the Rambam believes that the Birchas Nisun have to be prior to the Nisun instead of after the Nisun. But, the Pashas, I think it is Birchas. They don't sound like the Birchas HaMitzvah. He never calls them Birchas HaMitzvah. So, in Shechita, on the other hand, it seems like a Davar Pasha, they're Birchas HaMitzvah. But I just think the point is that if you're focusing on the mitzvah aspect of Shechita, and especially what, you know, the fact that it's whether based on Kasher Tzivitzicha or Bezavachta, you know, that it's connected to Shechita's Kachin, then I think a Havamina, at least, that maybe, you know, the pronounced role of the mitzvah is crucial to the matir, I think makes sense. Okay, mitzvah Slav Lihonis. Yeah.
Can we just repeat why the Havamina is appropriate for Shechita and Nisuin?
What they have in common in both cases is that the Maisa in question is not completely independent. That's what Erusin and most mitzvahs, the Maisa mitzvah is the Maisa mitzvah. You know, and it's a certain objective kind of an action. Your attitude towards the action that you're doing is not as relevant as the objective fact that it's taking place. And therefore the bracha, just like kavana, if you're holding the same shit as kavana, is not going to be ma'akev, because objectively you did what you did. You picked up the lulav even if you didn't say the bracha. Right? And lulav has no other meaning other than the mitzvah, and that's what it is. But the case of Erusin, the legal kinyan aspect of it is so pronounced that to think that the mitzvah would be ma'akev the ma'isa, or that the bracha would be ma'akev the fact that is also a mitzvah, would be difficult. But in the suin, the point is that there is no ma'isa, basically. It's like it's more of a the perspective changes. You need yichud according to the Rambam, but yichud isn't really so much a ma'isa as it is a state of being. It's a ma'isa the mimelas. That's what Reb Chaim used to explain. That may not need a dikiyum. In Shechita, what I'm suggesting is that one could have thought that the only reason that Shechita is ma'akev, it's not that it's an isur nevela and an isur machai, and therefore you need the ma'isa Shechita, and even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah part, No, it's all a function of this. The only reason that there's a heter basar to begin with is because you're treating it as a davar shebekedusha. But it's not obvious when you do the shkita that that's a davar shebekedusha. So you need the livui of the bracha to establish that. I think that's certainly true for Yechus Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to make too much of a fuss. I just think it's a good ha'ara. The Rambam doesn't usually say, if you don't make the bracha, it's not ma'akev the mitzvah. He says in here, I think, number one, historically, he's looking at Hilchos Eretz Yisrael over his shoulder. And why would he care? Because there is something to it. Namely, the livui of bracha to shkita to establish what it is that's been matir here is sensible. Yeah.
The lashon of the Rambam is that being lo biref bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid habasar mutar. So couldn't that mean that that it is ma'akev the mitzvah? It's just not ma'akev the matir.
It could be. It could be. Again, I don't know why we would necessarily say that, but you know, you're right. I mean, we were focusing on the Hava Mina, which is even more striking, because he doesn't say, well, it's be ma'akev, you know, it's not ma'akev the mitzvah. He says it's not ma'akev. He was thinking it might be ma'akev the basar. Wow. The Tilfas Eretz Yisrael. He's taking that seriously. But you're absolutely right. Since he's focusing on that in the Hava Mina, whether he thinks it affects the mitzvah, but since there's no evidence, and generally brachos do not, and he does in Hilchos brachos, Perakid Aleph, Shkita is one of the examples that he gives that, you know, if you don't make the bracha at the time, you lost the bracha. But he doesn't say you lost the mitzvah there. So I tend to doubt it, but given that he's going in the other extreme, it is something to look into at least. Okay, now let's move on. Because next one. Mitzvah Lehanasnitnu, very quickly. Ezra, what do we know about Mitzvah Lehanasnitnu? Any discussion of that? For Shkita? Did you get a chance to look at that in Rabbi Kimager? Michael?
Kimager says that the Shulchan Aruch would say, Sakin Shalvot and Zara, we'll talk about whether or not you're allowed to do Shkita with it, and to say it's for one animal that is like in the process of dying, or an animal that Musukenes, we say that it's also because you're getting
high enough
from
Abhema Bria, so we say that it's, you know, it's better off alive than as meat. So then that's called the Kalkel. We'll discuss that soon, yeah? But if it's an animal that's, you know, that's Musukenes and has to be used for meat anyway, so then the shkita is a tikkun, and you're using a sakin shel avodah zara, which you can't be nena from, so there should be a problem. So Rick Nager quotes the crazy Placey, who says, why not say mitzvahs avonis? So of course, yeah, what does he say?
So I think he concludes that we have to say it's just a matzah, it's not a mitzvah.
Well, he doesn't say that at all. Is that what he says?
I don't know if he says it, maybe I read into it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if he had said that, that would have been fine. Either way, the assumption of the question is, number one, that there is a mitzvah shchita. It's not just a matir. Number two, that we apply mitzvah slavli honesh to this kind of a mitzvah. For example, do we apply mitzvah slavli honesh to kiyumim that aren't kiyumim? Do we?
We want to apply
yes, the Gemara applies it to Tzvila, and the Gemara is Mechalik between Meshamim, Mechama. Okay, so that would be similar to this question, possibly. But to all Tzvilos, Tzvilos that are Chiyuvim or Tzvilos that are Chiyuvim? Not so clear, right? So Baruch Tov, did you want to say something? So it seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim, and maybe it depends on why we say Mitzvah Slav Nehonis Nidu. Why, Jason, why do we say Mitzvah Slav Nehonis Nidu? The standard view is, like the Rashi quotes all over the place.
Because
in other words, mitzvahs aren't, you know, for the purpose of being man, eh? They're Gzeres HaMelech, basically. Baruch Hashem said to do mitzvahs, we do them, and but it's not personal pleasure, and therefore it doesn't constitute a violation of Hanah. That's essentially what we're saying. But not all Rishonim agree with that. What's the other view? No? What would be the other view? It's not not that mitzvahs are not a violation of Yisur Hanah, but anybody? Daniel? What would be, what could be?
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Type of bidula maybe? Something like that? In other words,
misappropriation.
We're trying to explain mitzvah of the honest, and you could use Isra and offer a mitzvah.
Right.
So it's not so much that it isn't a violation of Hana, but it's a heter based on what? Orin. The Chi of Mitzvah, another, overrides the Isra and Noah, right?
In which case, Kiyum
is not so obvious. So this is, for example, the Baal HaMor seems to say this in Rosh Hashanah, for example, is there a difference between Mitzvah Daraisa and Mitzvah Drabana? Another issue. What about Chiyuvim and Kiyuvim? So actually, the Rav Avram Minahar, which I like to quote, in Nedarim Daf Mem Ches, also seems to have two days about this. There he discusses the question whether Mitzvah Slavli Honesnitnu applies to Talmud Torah or not. Okay. Let's say the guy was Madir Hana in his library. Right, he said, you can't get any Hana from my Svarim. So you take his Svarim and learn with them anyway. Okay, that's a discussion of Rabram Minahar. Depends on the Girsa there, the Mishnah, and the Gemara there, the Darim Daf Mem Ches. Okay. So the Rabram Minahar is trying to explain, you know, that issue. So he says, well, maybe it depends on, you know, since he boy Pater Nashe, Kriyashma, Shabbat, Tviarvis, since Mitzvah Talmud Torah is a Mitzvah Kiyumis, but not a Mitzvah Kiyumis, the Kiyum is limited. Who would deny that, so we don't rely on that it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So maybe Mitzvah Slav Lehonis Nidu doesn't apply. So 2 days essentially in Rav Minahar on that issue. And maybe it depends on these two perspectives of Mitzvah Slav Lehonis Nidu, whether the mitzvah is overriding the Isur Hana, but there is a clash, in which case, Darbanan, Daraisa, Chiyuvis, Chiyumis, certainly only a mitzvah Chiyuvis should override, not a mitzvah Chiyuvis. Or the point is that there's no token of Hana given Mitzvah Slav, it's more of a philosophical issue, which needs to be understood, of course. Mitzvah Slav Lihonosnit. That's the other answer of Rav Minahar. If the idea is Mitzvah Slav Lihonosnit, you know, namely, you're not Nana, me mitzvahs, so the exception is Talmud Torah, very beautiful. That's what I usually quote it for. It's a very beautiful Rav Minahar. Pikudei Hashem Nisharim B'Samchei Leiv. It says, Talmud Torah is the exception. It is Nitna Lihonos. Something which the Taz said on his own many, many years later in Hukos Nadarim. And then many years after that, the Hagdamah of the Eglei Tal. That's his Hagdamah. But he doesn't quote Rav Minahar. As far as I know, Nisharim, the only one who says it is Rav Minahar, he says it very beautifully also. Anyways, the point is whether Mitzvah Slav Lihonos Nitnu applies to Shechita, and you're absolutely right, the comparison to Tefillah is very, very instructive here. They depend. If there's no mitzvah, then it shouldn't apply. There should be no question. If there is a mitzvah, so again, if it's a mitzvah that's a mitzvah kiyumis and not a mitzvah kiyubis, maybe it depends on that issue. Either way, according to the general view, even if Mitzvah Slav Lihonos Nitnu, again, especially if it's based on this Zeres HaMelech, and the mitzvah itself isn't a Nana, so that's the reason why the Ran and a whole group of Rishonim made the following qualification. You know, Jason? Connected with Yimos HaChama, Yimos HaShamim. Anybody? About mitzvah Slav Lihonos Nitnu? This is just general, nothing I told you to look at, but general Bikias. What? If indeed the base of Mitzvah Lehonis Nitnu is that it's not considered Hana, because it's Xeris HaMelech, Torah is not about Hana, Torah is about listening to the Rabbanu, the will of Ritzon Hashem. Very important idea, right? Not that you shouldn't be Nana, but Ritzon Hashem. So if that's true, so that is the basis for, that's Rashi's accepted view, that's the basis for many of the Chachmei Svarad trying to get out of certain Gemaras of Mitzvah Lehonis Nitnu, a very important qualification that they make. Gemara makes a distinction between Yimos HaGshamim, Yimos HaKama. So how do they interpret it? Whenever there is physical Hana, even in the context of Asiyas HaMitzvah, you don't say Mitzvah Slav Lehonos Nitnu. In other words, let's say you're going, it's a hot day, and you want to do the Tevilas Mitzvah. So you jump into the pool. Right? But you're also enjoying it. So forget about the enjoyment of performing the mitzvah, or the fact that you would have to perform the same mitzvah in a way which would cost you more money. That's Mitzvah Slav Lehonos Nitnu, right? But what about the fact that you're simply nana from the pool, from the refreshing dip in the pool on a cold on a cold, on a hot day. Right? So that is not covered by mitzvah slav lehanasa. That's the shita of the, that's the, it's formulated very nicely by the Ran, and other Rishonim pick up on it as well. Again, if you say Yisrael Hana are overridden by mitzvahs, then that should be true even if there's a fringe Hanas HaGuf. Why am I telling you this now? What about a case of a mitzvah, which the Torah's mitzvah would qualify for mitzvah slav lehanasit? But there is a clear benefit. In addition to the mitzvah, or side by side, there's a physical hanas haguf. In other words, does this idea of the Ran apply also to matirin?
Shouldn't it be closer to like saving money? Not so much. I mean, because when it comes to the
no, no, we're saying saving money for using the chafetz shel mitzvah, that comes under the rubric of mitzvah slav lehanasit.
Right.
For sure. In other words, if I want to use an esrog shel yisurei hana, well, you can't do it anyway, but from the perspective of mitzvah slav lehanasit, let's say I want to use shofar shel yisurei hana, right? So the Ram says, Ram paskins mitzvah slav lehanasit, you can do that. Right? Lefikach, the Ram says, we will speak about that. Lefikach, if you're mudr hana, right, the Ram says it doesn't matter, you can fulfill the mitzvah, the shofar shel ola, right? That's his mitzvah, but it'll cost you $50 to get another shofar to fulfill the mitzvah, so you're saving $50. That's under the rubric of mitzvah slav lehanasit. But let's say, in addition to the mitzvah, there's also a physical benefit, physical hana. Like I say, you're getting a refreshment by jumping into the pool on a hot day. So you're doing the tvila, which is a mitzvah, right? And you're also enjoying you're enjoying it. And you're not paying the $100 you have to pay, you know, to go use the goddessman pool or whatever they charge, right?
But with all the physical pleasures, at least from other cities, it seems like that's because, like, either with like chalav mirayos by misasek, or by when it comes to shamai, in the issue of shlich l'tvar beira, kedushin. So it seems like the hana is something that when you have it, you just can't you can't ignore it. Whereas a benefit.
So you're doing the chalik between hanas haguf and hana the mati.
Right.
So that's an interesting question. The Ramban seems to discuss this question again, not for now, maybe another time, more detail. But the Ramban in Yevamos, in the beginning of Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, seems to discuss this question in the context of Yiba. Let's say you want to use a chalitza shoe, shall yisurei hana, right? So the question is that come under the category of mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu or not? It's a shem mitzvah. On the other hand, you're getting hefter rishon l'shuk from that. So is that considered like hanas haguf, or is that considered pure hanas mitzvah subject to mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu? So the Ramban talks about it. What exactly he says is another matter. In other words, there are different ways to read the Ramban's answer. Ramban is telling you something about chalitza. Chalitza isn't really a matir. The only reason that you need a matir is because of the chiyuv to do the mitzvah, and then it's just mimela, paka. Again, I don't want to go to chalitza right now. Or is the Ramban really saying what you just said, which is a matir, like heter isha l'shuk, which is a legal matir, you do gain practical benefit beyond the actual mitzvah, namely, you know, she's now marriageable. A practical, a halachic matir, which isn't hana, it's haguf, is that a problem for mitzvah slav lehanasnit or not? Okay. So just to sum up, the whole discussion of Rabbi Kinager, again, he himself gives a different answer. He just says mitzvah slav lehanasnit doesn't apply because, here, if I can find the line. Do we have Rabbi Kinager in this one? One second. Simon Yud. I think I went too far. It should be here anyway. Oh, here it is. No? Tess? Now these page numbers are off a little bit. Simon Yud. Oh, here it is. Mitzvah, who beklal mitzvah slavli honosnitna. First of all, the way that he formulates the mitzvah, delo lechol basar tmusa, is that really the mitzvah of shechita? According to those who interpret that it's an isur asay, it is. According to the way we've been interpreting the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, according to the way I was suggesting, that's not the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah asay of shechita is not shelo lechol basar tmusa, right? It's to do the ma'aseh shechita. In any case, he says, "B'mechilas kvodo hamavur be'eruvin de la'ariv be'israno talya b'mein ma'arvin alo d'var mitzvah hu b'chal mitzvah slav lehonestin alo ma'arvin l'dvar rishus alo d'asur lelech b'lo ha'eruv im keilat sila meha'isur alo b'kein mikri nene ha'kana mishkita kivin d'shochlem l'dvar rishus." Basically, what he's trying to say is not that shkita isn't a mitzvah, but since we're also shochtim l'dvarish, meaning the achila that you're going to be using it for is l'rashus, that's what's koveil in your mitzvah l'honestim. That's his answer. But mitzad shechita itself, you would apply mitzvah l'honestim. No. And what I'm suggesting is, if it's either only a kiyama mitzvah, if it's only a kiyama mitzvah, it depends on that machlokas or rishonim. And what about the fact that it is a matir? In other words, from both points of view, let's say mitzvah mitzvah should be mutter because mitzvah slavli honestin. But what kind of havamina is that? There's still the matir part, and the matir part is mitzvah slavli honestin. So that depends on what I'm just talking about now, namely whether hanas haguf is the only exception to mitzvah slavli honestin, or a legal matir type of hana, which isn't a physical hana. And that's, I think, similar to what Michael was saying about Chalav Varayos and so on, well, that also would be subject to the limitation of the Slavic Honesty. Yeah.
What in general do you say about grammar? Because are we comparing this case of a mitzvah that is also a matir to basically a situation where you violate a mitzvah hana type of grama? Or are we saying that the mitzvah itself is different because it includes?
Well, there's no grama here. I mean, you're doing a direct act of Yisra Anah. From the Maisa Avera point of view, Maisa Yisra Anah is direct.
Right.
Well, the question is whether...
I should say that the Hana that you're getting is like a grama.
I mean, indirect Hana? I mean, Shalok Haderach, let's say.
Well, I mean, the Hana that you get from the meat is the fact that it isn't... Maybe I didn't understand correctly what you were saying.
But you're doing the... Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying in addition to that, there's another question. That is... Here, the act of shechita isn't what you nana from; it's the heter, the basa.
Right. I thought.
As opposed to that's in other words, what Yaakov's saying is that there, in addition to the difference between a physical hana and a hana al yidei heter, right? There's one being a legal hana, let's say, separate from the mitzvah, and the other being a physical hana. There also may be another issue here, and that is that legal hanos might be considered like indirect hanas. They're not considered direct hanas. That's when you jump into the water and somehow that entails an act of yisur hanas, so it's direct. But if you're being nana from the chalitza shoe, which is yisur hanas, because now by means of this chalitza shoe and what you did with it, your matir isha l'shuk, so that's more indirect. I hear. That doesn't seem to bother the Ramban in Ivamos, but I hear that could be another thing.
Well, I mean, I wanted to bring to sharper relief what you're saying. I mean, if you're not saying that it's not about grama, then what exactly is the benefit? What is exactly the reason why something that includes a mitzvah that includes legal hana would be different than any other mitzvah?
Right, because most mitzvahs don't. Most mitzvahs are not matirin. Most mitzvahs are just mitzvahs. They fall and stand on the realm of, you know, Schar and Onesh and Kiyum HaMitzvah, and the lost opportunity of Kiyum HaMitzvah. In this case, in addition to the mitzvah component, there is a other tangible consequence. Namely, you can eat the meat. Eating the meat isn't a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, but it was made mutter by the mitzvah shechita. Doing the yibum, right, is matir isha l'shuk. So there are two things happening here at the same time. Part of what we're discussing is, are they integrated or not? part of what the Ramban is discussing in Bamas, and part of what we're discussing in Shechita, namely, is the heter and the mitzvah separate here? Is the mitzvah the basis of the heter? These are the issues.
So we're saying that the mitzvah of Shechita is basically given lahanos, or we're saying that it's an exception to...
I wouldn't say it's given lihanos, but I would say that you can't. It's possible that you cannot, even if you were to say that any time there's an independent heter or hana separate from the kiyum mitzvah, that is not come under the category of mitzvah lihanos nitno, and that you would not be allowed to do that. You would still have to ask whether or not, in this case, the heter achilas basar is something separate from the mitzvah or not.
But and if it, want to say that it's given lihanos. I mean, the fact that it's a matter basically says that it's given.
Right. I'm saying those. I think those are the issues here, and that goes back to what we were saying about Hilchos Eretz Yisrael and Kisui Adam and Mitzvah Sichas Kavana too. Namely, if they're, what I'm saying is that Mitzvah Slav Lehonos, there are several issues. You can't every time you apply anything to anything, you have to deal with the application too. Here we have to discuss: does Mitzvah Slav Lehonos apply to Kiyumim as opposed to Kiyumim? Does it apply to Matirim? Halachic matirim that aren't physical anas hagof. But if the answer is yes, so then whether it applies to shechita depends on the next question, and that is, in shechita, is the mitzvah and the matir integrated, or are they two separate things? And that we've seen is a debate, both with regard to ikur bracha, kisui adam, and mitzvah srichas kavah. Is that clear?
I'm thinking along the lines of time. I don't
I'm not going as far as Talmud Torah. I mean, like the Rabbi Ramban Ahar,
right,
Talmud Torah, where the mitzvah is to be nana. Yeah,
is the matir, isn't that?
I don't think so. I just think it's a way of saying that you can't separate the two. That doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah is a mitzvah shel hana. Now, it could be it's not a mitzvah shel hana. It's still gzeras hamelech. This is the mitzvah that you have to do. But you just don't see in evaluating mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, you don't see the byproduct as something separate like you do hanos hagof. Okay, that's mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. Now let's get back to brachos themselves as we finish this up. So that there is a bracha in Hilchos Shechita, in Shechita we know. That appears in the Sugya in Pesachim. They also appear in the Gemara in Chulin on Pevavim Beis. Right, the Gemara there says that the Mishnah says it's a debate between Yudin Lechachamim about Kisui Adam for different meaning. But we know that. And when it comes to Kisui Adam for different meaning, so can you put them all together? All Kisui Adam is one, or different meaning requires separate Kisui Adam? That's a debate between Yudin Lechachamim. And then the Gemara says that's true about the act of Kisui Adam, but in Bracha, it's all one. So Rashi and Rebbe Gershom, most are shown in the simple reading of the Gemara actually, says that contrast is not to Birchas Kisui Adam, but to Birchas Shechita. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos says that it's a reference to Birchas Kisui Adam. But according to most are shown in, the Gemara in Chulin explicitly establishes that there is something called Birchas Shechita. Either way, the Gemara in Pesachim, Zion Oed Beis, has this idea, and the Rishalmi in Brachos, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, also has it. In the Rishalmi in Brachos, they have it in a larger context, on Birchas HaMitzvah. They also have the debate of the Amoraim, when you say Kol HaMitzvah Baruch HaLeim Ovel HaSiyasan, that means that not La'achar HaSiyasan, or does it also mean not Be'emtza HaSiyasan? Is it actually better, or at least b'dievet okay, to make a bracha in the middle of a mitzvah, as long as it's not after the mitzvah, or not? That's the context of the Rishon. Either way, there is a Birchas HaShechita as established by these sugyas. Now, in the Sugya Pesachim, we already talked about that, so just to review for a second. There are two girsos. The Gemara there discusses whether you make al or lamid. The Gemara says you make al. And there are two girsos, whether it's because he doesn't have to be the one making the bracha, someone else could. Or the emphasis of the Gemara is no one has to be doing this, doing the shechita, not the bracha. He doesn't have to do the shechita, someone else could. Or no one has to do the shechita, it's inherently a dvar rishos. So the Ramban and the Rashbats for the Bahag had the girsa that this is a dvar rishos. And we pointed out at the time, they interpret it to mean it's a matir not even a kiyum a mitzvah. One could read the Gemara, even if you have that girsa, it's a kiyum bili chiyuv. According to the girsa that we have, you could say it's even a chiyuv, it's just not a personal chiyuv, it's a chiyuv which can be fulfilled through someone else's intervention. Okay. Anyway, the simple reading of the Gemara in Pesachim is that this bracha is a birchas ha-mitzvah like all other birchas ha-mitzvah. It's after all, in the context of that sugya, kala brachos mivarchan le'imog al asiyasan. That's certainly true with Yerushalmi in brachos as well. The lefikach of the Rambam, according to the Lecha Mishnah, also establishes, revealing the birchas ha-mitzvah, and I already mentioned the primogodim ta'ara about the levush also, that, you know, had it been an Isra Asay, there wouldn't have been a bracha. The only reason that there's a bracha is because it's a mitzvah either kiyumis or chiyubis, etc. Which is why it would be difficult to say for the Rambam that the Rambam holds Isra Asay, which is what some people have argued in the Rambam. Fine. Having said that, there is another possibility, as you mentioned before, right? Namely, that it's bircha shevach v'hoda. Okay, it's very hard for those Gemaras, but that's the explanation, that's the view of the Taz, and he waxed eloquent. Again, you know, Yisrael v'Menachayin, the veil, exactly the kind of things that the Rush in Ksuvas says about Birchas Eirusin, and says, for example, you would never, you know, say such a thing about Birchas Shechita. You don't say Eivor Menachayin, the veil, and all those things. You say Allah Shechita. Should have said Allah Eirusin or La'ares Isaisha. So it's pretty clear that the Rush does not subscribe to the view of the Taz. On the contrary, he's contrasting Birchas Shechita with Birchas Eirusin. Birchas Eirusin, he thinks, is Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. Apparently, Birchas Shechita is not. And in the Rambam, I'd say it's pretty clear, both in Hilchos Shechita right here, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, especially in the Lechem Mishnah's reading, and if not here, at least in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, where he gives it as an example of where you don't make the bracha, it's too late, it's over, etc. So the Rambam, it's pretty clear that we're dealing with a birchas ha-mitzvah. Okay. The Taz projects his view actually for the Rush and for the Rambam. How so?
Well, just consider that it makes sense that in the mitzvah that we said before, that there's a difference that one is going on the Shreyah, he knows it's not support because it has an induced kedusha. Right. So I think it makes that much more sense.
Or maybe the Birchas HaMitzvah includes those components of Shevach precisely for that reason. But what is the Rush? What motivates the Taz to say this? Actually, he says it for the Rush and for the Rambam of all people. Both of them, I think, really cannot accept it. Okay. What is it about the Rush and the Rambam that Shlomo that leads to the Taz's conclusion? Well, what is the Taz trying to explain? Did you get a chance to look at it?
No.
What is the Taz trying to explain? Can you see it?
Why a deaf person, Eino
Shomea,
wouldn't be able to make the
white infantry go? L'chatchila, can an Eino Shomea, I'm sorry, can an Eino Medaber, an Elaim, in other words, somebody who's Shomea, Eino Medaber, can L'chatchila, can he do Shechita or not?
Right, can someone else make the problem?
Oh, right. I mean, the question is whether those two things go hand in hand as well. So what is Rambam Shechita about that? Can. Yeah, the Rambam says the lechatchila. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Shechita Halacha. What is it? Yod Aleph or Yod Beis? The Rambam says that lechatchila he can do the Shechita. Ilem she shomea ve'enu medaber can do the Shechita lechatchila. And that is also the view of the Rush right in the beginning of the Masechta. Right, Siman Gimel. The Rush quotes the Rambam approvingly. Correct? Who disagrees? Who disagrees with the Rambam and the Rush? Agos Ashri, in the name of the Arzaruah. Agos Ashri usually is the Arzaruah. He usually quoting the Arzaruah. So the Arzaruah disagrees. Arzaruah is of the opinion that if you have an Elaim Shomea Ve'enu Medaber, L'chatchila, he cannot be Shochet. And why can't he be Shochet L'chatchila? Because you would be missing the Bracha. The other fellow, will make the Bracha. You'd be splitting the Bracha from the Maisa. Splitting the bracha from the maisa is a bidyeved, not a lechatchila. That's the view of the Arzaruah. And the Arzaruah bases himself on the Mishnah regarding Yeshua? What's the other example of this?
Truma.
Excellent. Trumas and Maestros. In Trumas and Maestros, it seems that an Elaim, right, She'enim Adaber, Aval Shomea, L'chatkila should not be Mafresh. Right? But yeah, then Hafrasha also is Hafrasha, but L'chatkila he should not. So the Orzarua says, Ma'ishana Hafrasha's Trumas and Maestros from Shechita. In both cases, you shouldn't split the Bracha and the Maisa, and therefore it's only a Bidyeva. But the Rambam obviously doesn't feel that way, neither does the Rosh. So how do they explain the sugya about Trumas and Maestros? So the Pashtus, how do they explain it? Yeah. Or it doesn't be the Pashtus, I mean, how will they explain it? They know that Makar, right?
What?
They know that Makar too. Finish up in a couple of minutes. We'll just have to finish up the rest of this brachos issues tomorrow, and then we're going on to Nechira and Taiba tomorrow. That's a Taz.
Right, but explain the Rambam and the Rosh.
But how will the Rambam and the Rosh?
Not according to the Taz.
Not according to the Taz, for a moment. Right. So the Taz's answer, again, let's make it clear, you're absolutely right. The Taz's answer is that there's a difference between Birchas Hafrashas Trumas Maestros and Birchas Shechita. Birchas Shechita is a Birchas Shelech Lahodah. Therefore, we don't care about splitting the Maisa and the Bracha, because either way, the Bracha is not on the Maisa, it's on the, again, we're rhapsodizing about the halachic institution. Somebody else can do that too. So you can split a Birchas Shevach can be split from the Osa Maisa, even the Chatkila. A Birchas HaMitzvah cannot. That's the Taz's solution. As I say, I like it very much, especially the rhapsodizing part, but I don't think that it is convincing in the Rambam and the Rosh. It's not convincing in the Rosh because the Rosh Yuxubis, who goes out of his way to contrast Shechita and Erusin, Lishita Sao, and it's certainly not convincing in the Rambam, as we discussed, not in Hilchos Shechita and especially not in Hilchos Brachos. So what is the simple pshat of the Rambam? Well, the practical, the pragmatic shot that people say in Rosh is very simple, and the Rosh is, I mean, they say, also, like another said, is the sugya in the Mishnah in Trumas and Maestros is talking about the Chatkila, where there isn't necessarily another Mevarech. But in Achanami, where there's a Mevarech, there's no problem. Why isn't it a problem? Because there's a rule. What's the rule? Yatza, motzi, meaning you don't have to be involved in a mitzvah in order to be motzi acher midei chavasam. We do it in kiddush all the time. Right? Not only can you be motzi acher midei chavasam shomei ka'ona, even if you already have fulfilled your obligation, yatza motzi works too. So yatza motzi works there. Yatza motzi works here. The Taz doesn't like that. Why not? What's that? I didn't hear what you said.
Okay.
No, I mean, what does that have to do with?
You can't do yatsa motzi then maybe the mute.
The yatsa motzi is more circumscribed than otherwise. Hey, maybe. The Taz himself explains why he thinks that doesn't apply. He says it only applies, Yatza Motzi only applies in Chiyuvin, not in Kiyuvin. That's a Chiddush of the Taz. Except that if you look at the Taz carefully, it's important to underscore that is a practical point in the Taz. Meaning, what he's saying is, listen, if you have a Chiyuv, and you're an Elaim, so you have to do the Chiyuv, you have to do the Mitzvah, right? You have no choice. So the only way for you to get the Bracha is through Yatza Motzi. So it's fine. But if there's another option, namely, who says you have to do it? If you don't have to do it, then why should we split up the Bracha and the Maisa? So it's like Birchas Hananin, says the Taz. In Birchas Hananin, the general rule is that you can't be Motzi Acher B'dei Chavasa. Right? You can do it for Priya Gafen and for a motzi in the context of hamotzi and kiddush, because that's part of yatzah motzi, that's part of the mitzvah. But in regular birchas hananin, you can't. So the Taz says there's something in between those two things, and that is the mitzvah kiyumis. No one says you have to do it, and therefore, why should you justify splitting the bracha and the ma'isa mitzvah? It's only a mitzvah chiyuvis where you have to do it anyway, so the only way you can do it and get the bracha is through relating to the other fellow's bracha, so you can do it. He thinks that that is such, that's how he explains the shita of the Or Zeruah. He says, that's why the Or Zeruah felt that this isn't like Yotze Motzi at all, because it's not a chiyuv. And since it's not a chiyuv, it doesn't apply. Aye, what about the Rambam and the Rosh? This is such a good argument, says the Taz, that they wouldn't disagree, would they? The answer is, that's where it comes to the conclusion. They agree. If it was Birchas HaMitzvah, they wouldn't say Yatzah Motzi either. But since it's not Birchas HaMitzvah, it's Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, therefore there's no issue, it doesn't come up. But since I'm not satisfied with the Taz in the Rambam and the Rush, again, I like it as a Shita, but as in the Rambam and the Rush, I think it's very problematic. I don't think it's possible for either. So we're back to the drawing board. Meaning, isn't the Or Zeruah's Ha'ara correct? Well, number one, I'd like to say two things. Number one, even the Taz's explanation for the Or Zeruah is very pragmatic. The chiluk between Chiyuv and Kiyum is more, well, you have no choice, Bein Breira, you have to do the mitzvah anyway, so what are you going to do? But I think that his basic chiluk, before I suggest that the Rambam and Rosh may disagree with it, let me also strengthen it for the Or Zeruah. I think the basic chiluk doesn't have to be so pragmatic. And he's got to do it anyway, this is the only way he can do it. Well, what can you do? As opposed to people who have a choice. I think that it has to do with the nature of Yatzah Motzi. Again, we think a lot of brachos. Yatzah Motzi, sorry, achdus with the yeshiva. Yatzah Motzi is based on the idea of tziruf. Meaning, what I'm doing is related to what you're doing, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelaz. Whether it's Shlichus or Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelaz, I'm not going to get to it in a moment, but, you know, this week's Parsha, Nistaros Hashem Elokeinu, Anigal Aslanu Levaneinu, right? The idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelaz, which basically means, and this is the way that many Rishonim explain Yatzah Motzi, the discussion of the Ritva, the Rosh Hashanah, and others, namely, my obligation is incomplete if yours is incomplete, because we're all members of the same tzibur. And your chiyuv is my chiyuv. That's based on a certain notion of tziruf. It becomes my personal obligation is never ended. If you take the other way, it's maybe even a bigger chiddush, even though on the surface it sounds like a smaller chiddush, and that is, no, it's not that my personal chiyuv is finished. But since we're both mechuyavim, so there's a certain affinity, a certain connection between us, a certain tziruf. And if there's a tziruf, I can be mevarech on your behalf. Even if my fulfillment is total, absolute, kiyum, nonetheless, I can be motzi you as long as we're mitzurafin, there's a connection, there's a bond between us, and that bond is the chiyum. But one might argue that chiyuve mitzvos create a bond. Kiyume mitzvos do not. By definition, they're more voluntary, they're more personal choice oriented. So it's not that, oh, he's got to do it, then, you know, what can he do? He's got to grab this bracha b'di'evet. It's not even a b'di'evet. In the case of a chiyuv a mitzvah, where you have the tziruf, yatzah motzi. By its nature, a mitzvah kiyumis doesn't have the bond of tziruf, according to the Or Zeruah. That's what I would say. Indeed, it's fascinating, the Or Zeruah goes on to say, however, let's say one guy is within the Or Zeruah. This is the Or Zeruah right here in Siman Gimel. Let's say one guy is doing shechita here, and then the other guy is doing shechita there in the next corner. They're both doing shechita. That's not what we were talking about until now. Until now we've been talking about one guy's doing shechita and the other guy's a gadol omed al gabav or something, you know, a medaber who's standing nearby who can make the bracha for you. But he himself is not doing shechita. But let's say the other guy's doing shechita too. Would that make a difference? So there's a tosefta that says with regard to birchas mitzvah that, you know, five people are doing a mitzvah, only one needs to make the bracha. That's not yatzah motzi, that's shomei kohen. So does the Or Zeruah disagree with that? So the Or Zeruah says, he quotes that tosefta, right? The Gosh HaShuri, little Gosh HaShuri here in Siman Gimel has its whole thing. And he says, then that would work. That would certainly work. Except he's mistapek. Maybe it wouldn't work in an elaim since he's ain't a roy. Would you say shemeh kaona be ain't a roy? That's a big question in general. The question of you know, again, back to brachos in davchav. You know, you're saying you're saying Shemoneh Esrei, and they come up to, you're in silent Shemoneh Esrei, and they come up to Kedusha. You're supposed to be silent to listen to what's being said. Is that a problem with Shemeh Kona? If Yotze Shemeh Kona, is the Shemeh Kona Hefseh? The whole discussion of the Ritva and the Shagas Aryeh. Let's say you're in a Roy, do you say Shemeh Kona or not? So here also you have that Gois HaShri says, Inochanami, even though it's not Yotze Motze Shemeh Kona, that should work. In other words, if you have a Medaber who's shochet, and that guy next to him wants to make the bracha, that's not going to work according to the Or Zoroah. It will work according to the Ram and the Rush. It will work for the Or Zoroah. But if he's medaber and the guy next to him is also shochet, so the Tosefta rule applies. If he's not medaber, so maybe it doesn't work. Again, I think it's this idea of tziruf. If he's ein aroy, maybe that breaks up this. The chiyuv alone make the tziruf, or the chiyuv alone make the tziruf, or what about the status of each individual? Fine. But that's the view of the Or Zoroah. According to the Rambam and the Rush, I think what we would say is that maybe we don't accept this rule. Birchas Hananin, one cannot be motzi someone else, possibly even if they're both eating, and certainly if one is eating and the other is not, because it's a matir, it's about Hanos Agavra. Hanos Agavra, there's no tziruf at all. As for a mitzvah kiyumis, that's somewhere in between Hanas Aguf and a Chovas Agavra and a Chiyu. Maybe the Raman Rosh hold that is sufficient Tziruf. Therefore, they would hold that Yatzamotzi, even Be'ena Roy, applies to Birchas Shechita, B'Torah's Birchas HaMitzvah, not B'Torah's Birchas Shevach Vahodah. Remember, according to the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, not only is it treated like Birchas HaMitzvah, he says, Im Avar V'lo Birech Kodem, right? There's nothing you can do about it. It's hard to say that that would be true according to the Taz, right, who's arguing that both the Rush and the Rambam think that it's a Birchas Shevach Vahodah. Certainly according to the Rush, who thinks that Birchas Erusin is after the Erusin, the Birchas Shechita should be after the Shechita if that were the case, and it certainly B'dieved could be after the Shechita. Fascinating thing is there is a debate whether or not Birchas HaMitzvah of Shechita can take place after the Shechita B'dieved. And as we discussed already, the Rama says that one should actually hold out in the case of Safek Treifa. But that seems to be those that post Gemal according to the view of the Or Zoroah, that in general, the Or Zoroah in Siman Kafein Kilchos Kriyas Shema, who says in general when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, B'dieved you can be Mevarech La'achar HaMitzvah. But according to Shitas HaRambam, that Tzma'akev B'dieved, if it's Bracha Levatala, that's, and the Shach is very strong right here in Siman Aleph and Hilchos Shechita, that should apply to Shechita as well. Because we don't find the Shechita that says Rambam is right about Birchas HaMitzvah, and yet when it comes to Shechita, it's different because it's Birchas HaMitzvah. According to the Taz, that's really what you should say. Okay, we'll stop here. And a few other issues in Hilchos Brachos. You can already see that what I'm coming to, which is that the nature of what the mitzvah, even if it is a mitzvah, what kind of mitzvah it is, Yisra say, Kiyum, Kiyum, is going to have impact on some of these Hilchos Brachos issues. Let's finish quickly with that tomorrow, and then let's move on to Basar Nechira and Basar Taiva.